This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, Be the Ball. We'll explain, but first, a musical experiment in San Francisco is reviving punk rock classics in symphonic form. Are we already reviving punk rock? Now, does that sound like Stravinsky jamming with the Sex Pistols? The Punk Rock Orchestra is inspiring classically trained musicians to cast off their tailored blazers for ripped T-shirts and studded black leather. Reporter Fawny Evnocides has this profile.
Mezzo-soprano opera singer Ariella Morgenstern is auditioning in a San Francisco living room. She hopes to win a singing role with the punk rock orchestra. After singing an aria from Carmen, she tries out an operatic styling of the song, California Uberales, by the Dead Kennedys. She's joined by the orchestra's vocal section leader, Lori Amott.
California!
The punk rock orchestra got its start 2 years ago when founder David Ferguson hit on the idea of putting together a string quartet to play the greatest hits of classic punk rock. He put out a call for classically trained musicians on Craigslist, a popular online community bulletin board.
Instead of 5 or 6 responses, we got 350. So I realized I was not alone in liking both punk and classical music.
While it may have started as a genre-bending lark, the Punk Rock Orchestra is now a 50-piece ensemble with big plans in the works, a summer tour, a punk opera, and even a full-length punk ballet. Recently, they began recording their first album at George Lucas's Skywalker Ranch. The cavernous Marin County studio is filled with a motley crew of musicians dressed in prime punk finery to get themselves in the spirit. Peg-legged pants, fishnet stockings, slash T-shirts held together with safety pins, and wigs in fluorescent shades of pink and blue. In a bow to orchestra tradition, conductor John Gluck wears a formal black tux cutaway, except that his tux sports silver studs on the back that spell out, "Rock is dead." He's brandishing a toilet brush instead of the traditional conductor's baton, and his peacock green mohawk flips around wildly as he conducts the orchestra. But why would a classically trained musician want to play punk rock? Rob Dellinger, a graduate of Boston's New England Conservatory, arranged this song, Iggy Pop's Lust for Life, and plays trumpet for the orchestra.
Punk rock usually only has a bass, a guitar, and drums, and a screamer. And so the idea of having a whole orchestra playing punk music was pretty exciting.
Opera singer Michael P. Mendelson agrees.
I just thought it would be a hoot. I thought that sounds absolutely ridiculous. I have to see what these guys are about.
And while musicians don't get paid for this gig, the punk rock orchestra does offer more than just the joy of performing in tight leather and a spiked dog collar. Now that mezzo-soprano Ariella Morgenstern has made the cut, she reveals her original motive for joining.
I am a reckless parker in San Francisco, and so I get a lot of parking tickets. And Punk Rock Orchestra is one of the many non-profit organizations that you can do work in order to pay it off. So I gave him a call, like, do you need any secretary work? And da-da-da. Oh, by the way, I'm also an opera singer.
Orchestra founder David Ferguson takes care of the paperwork for band members working off their parking tickets.
And it's punishment, so they have to work. We are agents of the court here, so we're very severe.
As the orchestra runs through their rendition of the song Los Angeles by X, Ferguson has another insight into why these classically trained musicians volunteer so much time to play punk rock.
Los Angeles!
Several of the musicians that are classically trained said that all throughout their childhood that they would buy the punk rock records that were in the 70s and 80s, and that was their fun music, but they weren't allowed to do it because they were being trained for a classical discipline, and that this is really the way for them to resolve their personal taste with their professional career.
The orchestra performs at the Loud Music Symposium at Herbst Theater, one of San Francisco's premier performance spaces, tomorrow, and plays national tour dates this summer. For NPR News, I'm Fani Evnocides in San Francisco.
Okay, great. Groovy.